This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling, so maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high-wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. Wisconsin school superintendent is running for re-election. Jill Underly says her priorities are getting more money for underfunded schools, reforming literacy education, and improving mental health support. No other candidates have announced yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A popular section of the Superior Hiking Trail has officially reopened just in time for the most active hiking season of the year. The Bean and Bear Lakes Loop Trail had been closed for construction to address erosion and tread degradation concerns. On Friday, the Superior Hiking Trail Association announced the reopening of the trails, which now feature more than 2 miles of updates. The Penn Creek and Bear Lake campsites were also reopened along with the trail. More renewal work is scheduled on the trail next year. Wisconsin's archery and crossbow deer hunting season officially gets underway on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to take the proper safety precautions, like wearing a safety harness in a tree stand and informing someone where you're going and when you expect to come back. The archery and crossbow hunting season will run through January 5th or January 31st, depending on where you live. The DNR also has new hunting resources available on their website and mobile app. The Superior Police Department has introduced a new dog to the force, but this one has a different job than the others. Mayor Jim Payne and the department's new therapy dog in training named Millie visited Bryant Elementary School on Wednesday. Mayor Payne says Millie's job is to provide emotional support to people who may be nervous about interacting with law enforcement authorities or have been the victim of a crime. Millie is just a puppy and is still in training, but will eventually work alongside a community service officer. Duluth's Denfield High School entered its secure protocol again on Wednesday, about a week after another incident. According to the Duluth Police Department, the protocol was activated when they received reports of a person with a weapon in the area of the school. After investigating, law enforcement authorities determined the call was just a disturbance and the protocol was lifted at the school. The new protocol is a partial lockdown of the school, closing all entrances and exits while allowing classes to continue inside. School District of Superior officials hosted an informational session on their proposed November referendum on Tuesday night. The district proposed a 5-year referendum that would begin at $2.5 million this school year and end at $5.5 million for the 2028-29 school year. The district is facing an expected deficit of $2.5 million and has already been forced to lay off staff and close the school due to budget concerns. They say without the referendum, residents could see more cuts and increased class sizes. The city of Duluth is proposing $14 million in tax assistance for Sofidel, a paper manufacturing company that recently acquired the Duluth paper mill property. City officials say the incentive could create up to 160 new jobs in the area. They also say the company is planning an expansion as part of the $250 million investment project, but they need some financial assistance to make it a reality. Officials are looking into a tax increment financing tool to help and will vote on that package in October. Ascensia health officials have announced the organization will stop accepting Medicare Advantage insurance plans through UnitedHealthcare and Humana at the end of the year. Officials say the insurance organizations have been delaying or denying care approvals for patients at a far higher rate than other insurance providers, limiting their ability to provide the care their patients need. Ascensia Health is notifying all affected patients, and they're sharing other in-network providers with them ahead of open enrollment this fall. The St. Louis County Board has given initial approval to the proposed maximum tax levy for 2025. The proposal would increase the tax levy by 7.2%, but county officials assured residents that the jump is below the growth of the tax base, so many homeowners won't see an increase in their taxes at all. They say because there's been so much residential growth, there are more taxpayers to contribute to reaching their goal. The county board will host two public meetings on it, and it must be finalized by the end of the month. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the movies this weekend? Here are some films that hit theaters for your consideration. There has been no shortage of horror films in the cinema this year, and this weekend's thriller offering is Speak No Evil, starring James McAvoy. Speak No Evil tells the story of an American family invited to spend the weekend at a rich British estate, but as so often happens, evil rears its ugly head. The film is pulling an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you like wrestlers turned actors and are in the mood for an action comedy, check out David Bautista in The Killer's Game. Bautista plays a dying hitman who takes out a contract on himself, only to find out the assassin he hired is also going after his ex-wife. But buyer beware, the film has not been made available to critics yet, so at least there are no bad reviews. If you feel like sitting in on this beautiful weekend, check out Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos, a docuseries about the making of the HBO show where Chase and everyone in the cast talk about how much they dislike their mothers. Let's go to the movies. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, the Dark's I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media, Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.